I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. York Lions defenseman Justin Bean played 4.5 years with the men's hockey team during his university playing career. During his junior career, he played for the Ontario Hockey League's Belleville Bulls. As York's team captain, he played in 6 games for the 2021-2022 season, following the cancellation of the entire 2020-2021 season due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. With the uncertainty of this season, when Ontario University Athletics, known as the OUA, was paused by the Ontario government, he decided it was time to turn pro. Justin signed with the ECHL's Cincinnati Cyclones, an affiliate of the AHL's Rochester Americans and the NHL's Buffalo Sabres. Today, Justin discusses his decision to end his university playing career amid COVID-19, and why the Ontario government needs to recognize the OUA and U Sports as an elite competitive level for athletes.
For you, what did it mean to play for the York Lions for your college career?
I really enjoyed playing for York. It was a great experience. Obviously, there's lots of tradition in that program. I got to play with some close friends from home, which was special. And we had a very close-knit group there for the 4.5 years I was there. So I really enjoyed my time at York.
Great. So last year, there was a canceled season due to COVID. What was it like being away from playing and training with your team?
Last season was really difficult. It was tough taking the season off. I think for a lot of us, it's the first time we've had a season off since we started playing hockey when we were 5 or 6 years old. So it was obviously a big adjustment. It was tough to be away from the team. You spend so much time with all those guys every single day, going to class with your teammates, living with your teammates, spending time at the rink. So to have that removed out of our lives was definitely difficult.
Mm-hmm. And during the canceled season, how did you stay game ready and prepared?
Just training in my gym at home on lockdown was a big thing for me. Thankfully, I was able to find a little bit of ice at home when rinks were shut down to 10 skaters. I was able to train at my home rinks a little bit. And other than that, that was about it, honestly, between small group skates and working out in my garage gym. That was the way I stayed busy.
Mm-hmm. Were there any different approaches in the off season to prep for the 2022 season?
I don't think anything changed when we were approaching the season. I mean, I believe that a lot of guys came in the best shape of their lives because we had such a long off season, such a long time to train. I think the biggest adjustment was just getting back to games and getting the anxious excitement out of our system early in the first couple games there after it had been so long away from playing.
So, like this season, you played 6 games in the regular season, and can you tell me more about your decision to turn pro?
It was really tough. It was a really tough decision for me. Obviously, being the captain of the team was a huge honor, and it was really hard for me to leave. We had such a good group of guys, and I was really hoping that the season would continue and I would get to finish up my career on a high note with York. But things just were not looking optimistic in Ontario, unfortunately. And ultimately, I've always wanted to play professional hockey. And when I was given the opportunity, I figured now would be a good time to take it.
Mm-hmm. How did the process of the Cyclones begin?
They reached out to me. It wasn't a long process, to be honest. Like they reached out to me last week. Things happen quickly in this league, so they needed to fill a spot, and thankfully they reached out to me, and I was ready to jump on the opportunity.
Great. So right now you're one of 36 U Sports players to turn pro since November. Is this a new trend that you're seeing?
Not necessarily. I think that it might be just due to circumstance. It's happening a lot sooner than usual. I know in the past 2 years, a lot of guys have turned professional after our season is wrapped up at school. I think players are just trying to take advantage of the opportunity a little bit earlier now due to the restrictions in Ontario.
Mm-hmm. So I guess with that in mind, with the new restrictions, what was your first impression when you saw that the Ontario government deemed OUA as not elite?
I mean, that's something that's frustrating. You know, I feel for all the athletes that are suffering from losing their season right now. I definitely disagree with that. I certainly believe that the OUA is elite. I mean, there's been tons of athletes turn professional right from the OUA or from U Sports, and so I certainly support all the athletes trying to petition to have that changed and to get back to their season. I really hope things work out for them, and I hope that they're able to continue to play moving forward.
As someone who has played in the OHL, which is a feeder for U Sports, why do you feel that the OHL was allowed to continue, but not OUA?
I honestly don't know. It's something I don't agree with. Obviously, our teams are primarily made up of OHL or CHL players. And I certainly believe that we have a very competitive level of hockey and a competitive level of sport, for that matter, within the OUA. You know, and so I believe that they should be deemed elite. And like I said, I really hope that they're able to continue to play moving forward.
Mm-hmm. I guess with that in mind, as someone who is one of the people that did sign the pro contract, why do you think like the OUA or U Sports as a whole does not get like the recognition and like gets respect it deserves?
From my perspective as an athlete that played in the GTA specifically, I just think it's tough to draw a crowd when you have access to, let's say, the Toronto Marlies or the Maple Leafs, for that matter, so close nearby, or the Mississauga Steelheads are right there as well, and they'll have five or six NHL prospects on their team at any time. So I think it's just more difficult to draw a crowd, which therefore results in people maybe believing that it's a little bit lesser of a league than it really is. You know, I think that it's certainly a very competitive level, and I mean, guys have proven that after signing pro. You know, so there's been a lot of players move on from OUA, from U Sports, and have very successful pro careers. So I would like to see it begin to get the respect that it deserves. I think you're starting to see that with a lot more players having the opportunity to sign pro moving forward.
I guess, like, with that in mind, what would you like the Ontario government as well as local sports fans to know about why OUA and U Sports is important and elite?
I'm hoping that these petitions are successful, you know, and all the posts on social media. I hope they catch the eyes of the right people, and I hope they overturn their decision sooner than later.
That was Justin Bean, defenseman for the Cincinnati Cyclones and former captain of the York Lions men's hockey team. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.